Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. It's Tuesday. Welcome to The Dumping Ground. I'm Keisha Clanley, your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. I want to always thank each person who continues to support the show, who listens to the show, who does comments and concerns. Truly appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. As you guys know, all the episodes are archived from the first episode of The Dumping Ground all the way up until today's episode. Yay, yay, yay. So we are also on Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. You can check us out on there when you're working out or if you have a minute. Or you can also come to the Blog Talk Radio station / The Dumping Ground, and you can also check us out on this platform as well. Again, thank you so much for your support. Again, we also have merchandise. We have sweatshirts, T-shirts, masks, and that is located on Bonfire, that's bonfire.com/store/the-dumping-ground. So you can check that merch out as well. And again, thank you so much for purchasing the merchandise or advertising or sharing it on your page on social media. Again, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Woohoo! Enough about me. This platform was created to be a listening ear, a safe place where you can dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. As we started off last week, the Dumping Ground quote for 2022 would be chasing vision. The quote is, chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you. And that's Tony Hsieh. That's his quote. I think that's very important for us to create the vision, write the vision. That's where we're at for this new series, which is called Write the Vision. In each episode, I will share tips on how to create effective goals and provide details on how to grow your network. If you don't have Ayana Van Zandt, she said it best. And I know personally, because many years of my life, I didn't have a goal or a vision, and this quote definitely affects me, and I understand exactly what she's saying. And it says, if you don't have a vision, you're going to be stuck in what you know, and the only thing you know is what you've already seen. And again, that hits me for many years, not having a vision, not having a plan or goals. So I understand what you're saying, Ayana. Thank you so much. Last week, we talked about taking some time to yourself to write down your vision and dreams, to dream for 2022. What do you see yourself in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and also the end of this year? Breaking those goals down. We talked about what is a vision. We learned your vision is your destination and the why. We also talked about having accountability partners to help push us towards our vision. Today is part two of Write the Vision. So today we're going to be talking about focusing on short-term goals under the SMART formula. And this came from Indeed.com. You know, mostly Indeed.com gives us a lot of information. People go there to apply for jobs. They have information on how you can write your visions, your goals. If you are trying to get a job, interviewing, questions that the interviewer will ask you, how to do an effective interview. This is a very, very good website to have in your back pocket to build yourself up. And so on Indeed.com, it basically says that a short-term goal is planning, can factor in these concepts to reach success, your cash flow, you know? Everybody wants to save money, the beginning of the year, everybody's talking about saving money, budget, saving on capital, investment of stocks, organization, communication, ability to network, right? Attention to details and daily routines, right? Those are your short-term kind of short-term goals that you can kind of like zoom into to see where you want to be, where your cash flow, your budget, making sure you're saving, investing in stocks, different things like these. There's kind of ideas that you can kind of gear into your short-term planning or your long-term planning. You know, we're tribe being humans. We're mind, body, and soul. That's a great place to start, too, for your short-term goals, 30, 60, 90, right? Like, for your mind, you could do, like, prayer, your affirmations, different things that you want to do in the morning time. By this time, I want to read this devotion, and I want to read this book in the morning. I want to spend this time in prayer. I want to keep saying this affirmation until it comes to pass. Body, I know a lot of people is working, you know, the gyms is very, very, in January, effective with a whole bunch of people in there, because guess what? They have their resolutions or their goals or where they're like, by summertime, I want to be summertime fine. So they're doing workout and they're doing self-care in that for their bodies. And soul, too, for their souls, they're finding discipline and control, eating, you know, most churches are doing fasting, so they're kind of like doing a day fast, or they're eating, or they're doing a water fast, so that can help your soul to get you disciplined with your mind, your will, and your emotions in check, right? So those different things won't control you. So those are kind of different areas that you can kind of focus in and zoom in. I know for me, I'm focusing on my finance and my goals that I procrastinated on for so many years that it's time for me to kind of just go ahead and propel into them and just do them and have accountability partners to help me push me into that goal, into that finish line. And so I had a question. I was like, well, what's the difference between a short-term goal and a long-term goal? Well, it's pretty simple. Your short-term goal is going to evaluate your progress in the present and create an action plan to improve your performance daily. However, a long-term plan is like your comprehensive framework that comprises of goals that will meet within 4 to 5 years. So that's kind of like how you can break that down. Oh, the difference between short-term and long-term goals. And again, all this information is on nd.com where you can kind of break this down so you can see how this fit into your dream and your goal, your vision that you wrote down last week. All right. And so there's also a formula that you can use to help you break to dissect that thing a little bit more, your vision and your goals, right? And they're talking about this system called this formula that's called SMART, and it's called specific, which is for the S. M is measurable. A is achievable. R, which is relevant. T, which is time-based. Again, the SMART formula is S, specific. M, measurable. A, achievable. R, relevant. T, and time-based. So my question is to you, as you sit and continue to write this vision that you have in this dream and as you write these goals for your life, where do you see yourself in the next 30 days? How do you see yourself in the next 30 days, right? January is almost over. We're at January 18th right now. So starting today, February 18th, what do you see yourself? What do you want to achieve in the next 30 days, all right? Let's dig deeper. What do you see yourself in the next 60 days? All right. So, right, you made it to January, boom. You made it to February, boom. What's up with March? What are you going to be doing by March? What do you want to see yourself in March? What results do you want to see that time-based in March? What do you want to see relevant in March? What do you want to see achievable in March? What do you want to see measurable in March? What's your specifics for March? And then 90 days, where do you see yourself? So this is a way how you can just really make that goal and that vision more chewable, like one bite at a time, so you can kind of keep working those goals. And again, that accountability partner, which we're going to be talking about. So, you know, I'm the day of the queen, day of the queen, day of the queen. So our beloved Forbes, right? Everybody wants to be on the Forbes list one day, right? All right, so our beloved Forbes says 76% of people think mentors are important. Whoa. But only 37% have one. Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. So 76% people saying, yeah, I need a mentor. I want to do better. This person helped me, get me to this place where I need to be, blah, blah, blah. But the execution of it is only 37%. Not judging anything, right? But I think I know where I came from. We are private people. We don't really want to put people in our business. You don't want everybody to know because this is my goal. This is my future. Don't nobody understand me, da, 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 da. All the excuses, said that, been there, done, all of those things, said it. But I think in order to be successful, most successful person that you can think of in your mind right now, I guarantee within their lives they have had a mentor to help them to be successful. They didn't do it by themselves. That person had experience. That person had wealth. That person has wisdom. That person has knowledge to help them and was willing to invest in them to pour that information to them to make them better. So I'm just saying, if you want to be a millionaire and you never walked in a if you want to be a millionaire, but you don't know how to be a millionaire, you need to be with somebody who's been a millionaire so they can that can teach you the principles to become a millionaire. I'm just saying, because that just looks smart to me. If I wanted to be skinny or small and I don't know how to do it, then I'm going to find someone to help me, to get me there, to invest in me, and I invest in myself to be that weight or length or wherever I want to be. I just think that's a smart way for us to get the information we need, the wisdom we need, and that's the accountability person that you need to help you push you to those goals. Because think about it, just like a New Year's resolution. If you have a New Year's resolution and you really started off fire, fire, fire by March, those New Year's resolutions are dead. But if you had somebody that's in your ear that's saying, hey, my friend, I believe in you. Come on, push it. We can do it. We can do it together. It'll take you a little bit further than March. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say the good accountability person and a good mentor to help you continue to build those skills, iron sharpens iron, right? That's our thing. Would a mentor be beneficial for me? Ask yourself these questions to find out. Would you like to have a trusted and more experienced person to bounce ideas off, to discuss challenges with? I want to be a millionaire. I don't know what stocks to invest in. I'm just going to do it now. You want to be a millionaire. You want to do this. So now you find that trusted person who's been there, who walked a little further than you, that can help you. You could bounce ideas off. They could be like, girl, don't try that. I've been there, done that, and screwed it up. Try this. This works for me. Not 100% sure, but may pray about it and see if this works for you. Makes sense to me, right? I'm just saying. Are you entering in a new industry and would like to access expert in that new field? Yeah, this is definitely. Are you in a new role and would like to access to a seasoned executive that has held that same similar role for many years? Yes, I would. Are you a CEO or at the top of your field and feel isolated because you don't have peers to share your problems, brainstorm with? Ooh, yeah, some of us feel that way, right? Especially if you're a small business owner and you don't have people to bounce those ideas off of. Why aren't you finding another CEO that has it's in the same industry or whatever? It's not a competition. Your business is your business. Your brand is your brand. And if you can find a trusted person to help you bounce those ideas off, why not pursue a mentor? Are you considering launching a new venture and are seeking expertise you don't have? So these questions can help you, propel you, And these questions will, you can answer these questions and it will let you know that you won't be a part of the 76, because that it is important. You will be a part of the 37% that will have one, that will make you great, that will push you into your, help push you into your purpose, hold you accountable, give, help you when you reach your goals, be happy for you, success, and praise you because you met a goal, you did it, and they help. They don't need anything out of it. They're just thankful and grateful that they were actually walking alongside you to push you into greatness. So this is our thing that we're working on this week, okay? We're working on finding that person or those people that can be your accountability partner, hello, or who can be your, finding a mentor that can help propel you for that vision that you see for the end of 2022, where you want to be in December 31st, 2022. Finding that mentor to help you, all these new adventures that you want to have in this vision that you wrote down, your dream, because you started dreaming again last week, right? All that dreams and different visions that you have, your goals that you have for this year, having those people rallying around you, praying with you, and believing with you, and pushing you, and having you get out of your comfort zone. Ooh, comfort zone, because, you know, faith is not in your comfort zone. I'm talking to myself, and I feel like one of those pastors are stepping on that pinky toe. You know, so it's for me too. It ain't just for me to judge. And I'm not judging. These words that I'm speaking is for my ears too. So I'm looking at myself and saying, Makisha, where are you going to be in the next 30 days? Makisha, where are you going to be at in the next 60 days? Makisha, where are you going to be at in the next 90 days? I'm going to use the smart formula, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based to help me gather those goals and dreams that I have on my vision board to help propel me for my 2022. So, something down. That's all we have for today, right? We're going to keep zoning in. We want to be better. We want to have and see better for 2022. And like Ayanna Vincent says, if you don't have a vision, you're going to be stuck in what you know. And the only thing you know is what you've already seen. Aren't you ready to see something different? Well, that's all what we have for tonight, Jumping Ground family. It's been a pleasure to hear your voices, share these words with you. And I'm so excited to talk to you again on next Tuesday. It's been a blessed day. God bless.